Hi everyone, so this is the guide dog training diary for me training with Elkie. She came on Friday and we did the obedience and house obedience, which is where you make them sit at doors, sit and wait at doors and things like that. And then we did the obedience outside, which is, I do it, sit and wait twice with a short lead, sit and then into down position and stay on a short lead, and then go back to her, and gets upset, which is where she just gets up and into a sitting position. And then I do two sit and waits with the long lead, so the lead is extended, and one down stay, which is where I go from in front of her, right round her, and right back to her right hand side. And lots of praise, obviously. And the grooming as well. Done that. Did the obedience twice a day just to keep her on her toes, as it were. Today we started the training properly. Vanessa,
what equipment you got? Because some people might not be familiar with that bit.
Yeah, I got some equipment. Vanessa turned up about 10:30. The equipment I got is I got a harness, got a B-type, which is when the dog is more sensitive and not as confident. It's when they use the B-type. I got a do not distract me and working sign to go on the handle. I got a do not feed me, which is a yellow disc which is put onto their half check. I've got a half check, which is the collar, and obviously what else did I get? Oh, Belle, for her play collar.
You would have had a whistle, but you had one.
Yeah, and I also got a retractable armband, and these are fab. They open up into like a ruler shape, so you get hold of, they're in like a roll, and then you pull them out and now it's straight, so then you just take both the ends and that was a good noise and it all rolls back up again, which I've never seen these before.
They're fluorescent, aren't they? So they can see at night.
And I also got the training sleeve on the lead, and also the reflective sleeve across the front of the harness. We did a walk. Well, no, we didn't actually. Vanessa drove us down to Tesco's, and we did a walk back from Tesco, the roadway, which is a bit longer than going through the park, which is what I normally do, and she did really, really well. A lot more confident than when I'd worked her before. She wasn't half dying to get out because of obviously she'd been indoors all weekend, apart from when I did her grooming and obedience, so she was raring to go. Walked back from Tesco, then we could came back and had, I had a drink, and then we walked it to Tesco's through the park, and then picked up the car at Tesco and then came back. All in all, she's really, really good. Vanessa's very proud of her.
She's not judging
my wits yet, so she's sort of catching me on posts and things like that. But I mean, for a first walk, well, it's not her first walk, but you know what I mean. And in she's only done, I think, 2 walks in this area, in my home area. She did really, really well. Sometimes I take the lead just to, in my right hand, just to give her a bit more confidence. But Vanessa's going to tell me when to do that and see how she gets on just with the lead in my left hand with the handle. So that's it really for today. I've come back and I've done some obedience with her. No, I haven't. I've done some grooming. I've groomed her. Got to do the obedience later. And I've also done some harness work with her because she's a bit body sensitive, which means when you're putting the harness on, she shies away from it a little bit. So I've got to do some work with that. But apart from that, she's done really well today. And she's just crashed out now and we've got the fan on and she's just chilling out. So I'll be back with you tomorrow to let you know what we do tomorrow. I can't switch it off. Right.
Pause recording. Button. Pause recording.